A Freilich in Purim. In honor of Purim, I want to share with you what I find to be a fascinating idea in the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's miracles mitoch hester panim. Hashem is running the world even when his presence seems concealed. We know that that's one of the main themes of Purim. The Gemara says, Esther min haTorah minayin ki haster astir panai, that the story of Esther was a story of Hashem making miracles in a hidden fashion. That's why Hashem's name is not in the Megillah. There's a lot about Hashem making miracles mitoch hester panim, that the whole story seems natural, everything is concealed. I want to share with you a fascinating medrash. The Medrash Rabbah, Esther Zayin, Os Yud Gimel. The medrash is detailing a story how Haman was trying to convince Ahasuerus to destroy the Jewish people, and Ahasuerus did not accept this. He said, there are kings greater and more powerful than us. There was Sancheirev, there was Nebuchadnezzar, there was Paro, there were people that afflicted the Jewish people, and Hashem destroyed them all. So if they, who were so much more powerful and greater than us, were not able to destroy the Jewish people, achas kama v'kama, that we shouldn't be trying to destroy the Jewish people. Even so, though, Haman would keep working over Ahasuerus that he should really try to afflict the Jewish people. So finally, Ahasuerus says, why don't we consult with all the umos, with all the wise people of the different nations? Let's get them all together and we'll consult with them. So it says they got them all together and they all said, Mihu zeh ve'ezehu asher merlo libo lasos kein. Who's trying to do this to destroy the Jewish people? They said, first of all, if you destroy the Jewish people, the whole world will be destroyed. Because ain't all miskayim el bishvil haTorah. Shenit noahem liyisrael. Right? Imo brisi yom v'alayuchu v'shamayim v'artzo samti. The whole world only exists if Klal Yisrael is learning Torah. And second of all, we're called nachrim b'fei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're called strangers. And Yisrael, they're called kirovi. B'nei Yisrael am kirovo. They're called banim. B'nei b'chor Yisrael. They're called banim atem Hashem. And Hashem calls himself a karov liyisrael. Hashem says he's Karov v'cho Hashikru be'emes. The only nation that calls Hashem be'emes is Klal Yisrael, and Hashem calls himself a Karov to them. Imagine you want to go strike the Karov and the Bon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you expect to survive such a thing? How do you expect such a thing? Hashem rules over everything. Hashem can be Magbia and Mashpil, be Memus and Mechaya. Look at all these kings. Look at what happened to Paro, Sancheirev. What do you think you're trying to do? So it says Haman responds to them. The Hashem who drowned Paro in the Yam Suf and made miracles for them, Hashem is old, he can't do anything. Already, you see, Nebuchadnezzar was able to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and scatter Klal Yisrael among the nations. Where is his koach? Where is his gvura? We don't see it anymore. We have nothing to worry about. And the Pasuk says, this was prophesied to tell him already, that the nations are going to say, well, you're at Kav, well, you're at okay, Yaakov. They're not going to see Hashem, not going to fear Hashem, not going to understand. So they said, all right, you're right. And they all agreed we could do this. And then Haman wrote up his famous Igaris. This is Haman's argument to convince all the wise men of the nations. At first they say this is a terrible idea and it won't be successful. He says, no, Hashem is a Zakein. He's not going to defend the Jewish people with miracles and save them anymore. It's a funny claim that Haman's saying to them. He's saying Hashem is old and therefore he won't fight for them anymore. What is this supposed to mean? And why did all these wise nations suddenly jump to accept it? And we see that it's not a crazy taina. We see that later in the Medrash, Mordechai goes to three children. He says, you know, Psukli Pesukecha, what did you learn in yeshiva today? And one of them tells him a pasuk. Hashem says, V'ad zikna anihu, V'ad seva ani esbol. Hashem says, even when I'm old, Kaveyachol, I'm the same Hashem, and nothing has changed. Haman is critiquing Hashem's zikna, and this child is quoting a pasuk in Yeshaya that Hashem says, even with the zikna, nothing has changed. So I saw a beautiful explanation from Rav Yonasan Eibeshitz in the Yaros Devash. There's a Rashi in Yisro Chaf Beis, where Rashi mentions, by Anochi Hashem Alkechar, Hashem would say, Sicha Mi'eretz Mitzrayim, in the beginning of the first of the Aseres Hadibros, it says, he quotes the Medrash, Hashem had revealed himself at the sea, Kigibor Milchama, like a fighter, and now he's revealing himself at Matan Torah, Kizakein Moirachim, like a merciful Zakein. And if Yonasan Eibeshitz explains that Hashem deals with the world in different ways, that Hashem deals with the world sometimes in a more miraculous way and sometimes in a more naturally. And this midah of gibor milchama of Hashem upturning the Yamsuf and drowning all the mitzvahim, that was supernatural miracles. That was Hashem showing a side of gibor milchama. At Matan Torah, apparently, it seems supernatural to me, but apparently at Matan Torah, they saw this side of running the world up by nature of a zakein moli rachamim. So he suggests that this concept of zakein is an idea that Hashem is running the world mitoch hester panim, that Hashem is not revealing his powerful presence anymore. And that's what Haman is saying. Haman is saying, we don't see Hashem's power. We don't see Hashem's gevura anymore. Hashem has hidden his presence. He's allowed us to exile his people, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So he's not going to make miracles for them. He's not going to save them anymore. And the nations were willing to accept this. And this is the pasuk that Mordechai is being told by this child, that Hashem says, yes, I've switched into a more hidden role since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash in a certain sense, but don't think that that doesn't mean that I won't come and do miracles even behind the scenes and save the Jewish people. I think we see this point brought out clearly in a Gemara. There's a famous Gemara in Yuma, Daf Samech Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara is talking about why were the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah called the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Shechziru Atar LeYoshna. They brought the crown back to its glory. Moshe Rabbeinu praises HaKadosh Baruch Hu as HaKel HaGodol HaGibor VeAnora. Yirmiyahu HaNovi came and he saw the Goyim being Mekarkarin BeHechol. They saw them destroying the Beis HaMikdash. He said, Ayeno Rosav, where is Hashem's Nora? We don't see the concept of Nora, that Hashem inspires awe and fear in the world. And we see that that fear is not manifest anymore. They're not afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They come and they just march into the Beis HaMikdash now. So he praises Hashem and he says, HaGodol VaHagivor, but he doesn't say HaNora. Then Daniel comes and he says, the Goyim are being mishtabdim babonav. They've exiled them, they're afflicting them in Bavel, decreeing decrees upon them. Aye gevurosav, I don't see Hashem's gevura anymore. So he only said HaKel VaHanora, and he took out the word Gibor. When the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along, they putting together the text for the Shemona Esrei, they said, Adarabba, this is Hashem's Gevura, that Hashem was Kovesh Es Yitzro, and he gave a length and Erech HaPayim to these Rishayim. You see that Hashem was willing to handle all these vicious gezeras upon his children. This is a sign of Hashem's Gevura. They said, we see Hashem's Nora, that all the nations are working to destroy the Jewish people, and the Jewish people survived. This is a sign of Hashem's fear in the world. This is a sign of Hashem's Nora. And so they were able to say again, HaKel HaGodol VaGibor VaNora. So it says, what about these Nevi'im? If Moshe said it, how could they stop saying it? Says Rabbi Eliezer, because Yodin BaKadosh Baruch Hu Shamiti Hi Ufikach Lokazvu Bo. Because they know Hashem is truth, they're not going to say something if they don't feel it. They can't be dishonest with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can't praise Hashem from the depths of their heart in a way that doesn't speak to them. So the Marsha says a fascinating pshat in this Gemara. So the Marsha says that what they were really doing, they're saying praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and changing them based on what they saw in their time. Moshe Rabbeinu saw Hashem's Gevura and Hashem's Nori. So the miracles in Mitzrayim with Sichon Anog, the Nisim in the Midbar. So Godol, everybody's always said, because that was manifest in Hashem creating the world. When they say, so Moshe added Sagibor Vahanora. Then Yirmiyah comes, and his time, the Goyim are massacring and destroying the Beis HaMikdash, and he can't see Hashem's Nora, so he stopped saying it at the beginning of the Chorban HaBayis. But he didn't see the Shibud of Yisrael to that degree, so he was still able to see Hagibor. Daniel came in Bavel, and he saw the Shibud, and that's why he said, I don't see the Gevura. But Daniel's pasuk says Dora because he didn't see the Churban HaBayis. He didn't see the lack of Dora, but he saw the lack of Gevura. The Anshei Knesset HaGedolah, when they come at the end of the 70 years of the Golos Bavel, when it's the rebuilding of the second Beis HaMikdash, and they see Klal Yisrael has been saved all these years from Haman, they see that in all these years, Hashem hadn't, Chas V'Shalom, abandoned the Jewish people in any way. Hashem had just been Marach Afar Hashem. He'd given these 70 years, and that was the Gevura, that Hashem was willing to tolerate the Goyim afflicting us for these 70 years. And this was Hashem's Mora, that He was saving us and keeping us in the face of all these attempts to destroy us, when we were sheep among 70 wolves. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, Yodim Shekadosh Baruch Hu Amitihu Afikach Lo Kozbu Bo. According to they said what they saw in their generation of Hashem's Koach, when Anshei Knesset HaGedolah saw the bigger picture after the miracle of Purim and after coming back in the times of Doryavish, to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, they were able to say, HaKel HaGodol HaGibor VaHanora. So I think the Medrash and the Gemara are bringing out the same point, that there was this amount of hester upon him that they'd never experienced before. They'd never seen Hashem so hidden from them. And this is part of what emboldened Haman. He said, see that nobody's fighting for the Jewish people anymore. You see that now we'll be able to destroy them. He convinces the nations of this. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed that he fights just the same, just in a different, more hidden manner now. And that's really what we celebrate on Purim, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows us that even mitoch hester, that he's still fighting, even when we don't see Hashem's miracles and Hashem's presence, that Hashem is still loving us and still fighting for us. I think this idea of that we're celebrating on Purim is this idea how HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed us a whole new way of how he runs the show and does wonders for us and saves us, even in times of Hester Panim, is also the pshat in the Gemara on Shabbos Peches Amarav. It's a famous Gemara. It says, Kimu v'kiblu. The Gemara darshins that they mekabel what they'd already received. It says that at Matan Torah, Hashem was kafaleim har kigigas. Hashem held the mountain over their heads and said, if you don't accept the Torah, shom take vuraschem, here you're going to be buried. Because the world cannot survive if you don't accept the Torah. And therefore, there was a certain amount of defense that we didn't accept this fully willingly. But then in the times of Purim, they were kimu v'kibu, then they accepted the Torah wholeheartedly. It's a fascinating, famous Gemara. The way the Meshech Chochma in Vezos HaBracha, Lam and Gimel Dalad, explains this Gemara to oversimplify his pshat is that they said, Na'aseh v'nishma, we're willing to accept the Torah, but this is, you know, we just went through Yetzias Mitzrayim and Kriyas Yamsuf. So in these times of Hashem's tremendous miracles, when we see with such things with such clarity, now we can keep the Torah. But who says we'll be able to keep the Torah in a time of Hester Pun, when we don't see miracles, when the world just runs naturally, in a time like we have in this world, where today, where everybody just walks around and the world just seems to, and there's no, people could say whatever they want, and there is no overt miraculous signs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we see in the world. So, but that's when, after the miracle of Purim, in this time of Hester Panim, so that's why originally they accepted it, Hashem had to force them to accept it, that they're going to keep even in times like ours. But the Yemei Esther, when they saw that everything was hidden, and even so, they were to be Moser Nefesh, and keep the Torah, and not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be saved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now they were able to be Mekabel the Torah, even in a time of Hester Panim, that they could say, now we could keep this even when there's Hester Panim. We see we're ready to handle everything, even in these types of situations. I think this is what was special about Purim, is that we saw Hashem's salvation and Hashem's power and Hashem's control, even in times when everything seems hidden. Everything is behind the scenes and everything is hidden. At the same time, we see Hashem's Yeshua and we see Hashem showing us what really goes on. To me, this is a lesson that we learn from Purim. We live in a very agnostic world, and we have to appreciate that the fact that Hashem allows all these nations to just do whatever they want and say whatever they want, and of course Hashem could destroy any person or even any country at any moment, both through natural or supernatural means, and He tolerates it. And that is the Gevurah, that Hashem, for whatever reason, that He wants to see how we do, see how they do, Hashem has no problem. He'll tolerate them for as long as He chooses to do so. And Ayeno Rosav, that we went through in these last generations, and we've come out so strong, we have such a strong presence even in Eretz Yisrael like we've never had in thousands of years. And that's no Rosav, the fact that as much as they try to destroy us, that they're unable to do so. If we're able to see Hashem's hand in the current events, may Purim give us chizik to know that there's really something going on behind the scenes, and we will have clarity soon, and may it's Hashem, and may we storm the heavens and bring a Yeshua, Bekarov. Have a Freilich and Purim.